the Comey memos. The first memo has, at its heading, the words secret/no foreign struck out. It appears to be addressed to Rybicki, James E., (DO) (FBI), from Comey, James B., (DO) (FBI), sent Saturday, January 7th, 2017, 1:42 p.m. to McCabe, Andrew G., DO, FBI, Baker, James A., OGC, FBI, Rybicki, James E., DO, FBI, CC, Comey, James B., DO, FBI. Subject: my notes from private session with PE, President-elect, on January 6, 2017. Classification: secret, ORCON, no foreign, struck out. Classified by director. Derived from FBI NSIC data 20130301. Declassify on 20271231. What follows are notes I typed in the vehicle immediately upon exiting Trump Tower on January 6, 2017. Although I wrote this less than 5 minutes after the meeting and have tried to use actual words spoken, including quoting directly in some places, I have not used quotation marks throughout because my purpose was to capture the substance of what was said. I am not sure of the proper classification here, so have chosen secret. Please let me know if it should be higher or lower than that. Notes begin here. 1.4c. During my briefing on the redacted material in the main body of the meeting, I mentioned the DROG files on redacted. I said we were doing that. At the conclusion of our session, the COS, i.e. Chief of Staff, asked whether there is anything we haven't mentioned that they should know or that might come out. I said there was something that Clapper wanted me to speak to the PE, i.e. President-elect, about alone or in a very small group. Chief of Staff asked whether the group of Chief of Staff, Vice President-elect, and President-elect was okay, or whether I wanted to be alone. I told him it was up to the President-elect, who quickly said that he and I would meet alone. After the others left the room, we sat at the table. He began by telling me that I had had one heck of a year, but that I had conducted myself honorably and had a great reputation. He said I was repeatedly put in impossible positions. He said, you saved her, and then they hated you for what you did later, but what choice did you have? He said he thought very highly of me and looked forward to working with me, saying he hoped I planned to stay on. I assured him I intend to stay. He said, good. I then executed the session exactly as I had planned. I told him that I wanted to meet with him to tell him more about what is in the reports written by Redacted, although I didn't use that name. I said that the written reports themselves were redacted, and that the content known at IC senior level, and that I didn't want him caught cold by some of the detail. I then explained that the redacted, and the sentence here is cut off by the redaction. I said the Russians allegedly had tapes involving him and prostitutes at the presidential suite at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow from about 2013. He interjected, there were no prostitutes. There were never prostitutes. He then said something about him being the kind of guy who didn't need to, quote, go there, end quote, and laughed, which I understood to be communicating that he didn't need to pay for sex. He said 2013 to himself as if trying to remember that period of time, but didn't add anything. He said he always assumed that hotel rooms he stayed in when he travels are wired in some way. I replied that I do as well. I said I wasn't saying this was true, only that I wanted him to know both that it had been reported and that the reports were in many hands. I said media like CNN had them and were looking for a news hook. I said it was important that we not give them the excuse to write that the FBI has the material or redacted, and that we were keeping it very close hold. He said he couldn't believe they hadn't gone with it. I said it was inflammatory stuff that they would get killed for reporting straight up from the source reports. He then started talking about all the women who had falsely accused him of grabbing or touching them, with particular mention of a, quote, stripper, end quote, who said he grabbed her, and gave me the sense that he was defending himself. I responded that we were not investigating him, and the stuff might be totally made up, but it was being said out of Russia, and our job was to protect the president from efforts to coerce him. I said we try to understand what the Russians are doing and what they might do. I added that I also wanted him to know this in case it came out in the media. He said he was grateful for the conversation, said more nice things about me, and how he looks forward to working with me, and we departed the room. JBC. End of Comey Memo Number 1.